You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Bring cash, we got you. A couple times throughout the show today. Icon in the game, Stokely Carmichael will be in the town April 18th. Let's use those tickets to give somebody a crack at that money. It's coming up later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy weekend.
To say the least.
I went from place to place to place to place.
And you made it safe.
I did. Ain't
God
good? Oh, yes. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about it.
1 year anniversary of the I'm KC store. Ran down there first on Saturday. Was trying to see you spin, but I had got stopped. I was outside talking for like at least an hour. By the time I made it in there, you was packing your book bag up.
Yep. You missed it. I played nothing but KC music and Nipsey music during my stay at the KC store. Shout out to the Popper doing it big one more time. All the DJs who came through, DJ Fresh, Street King, Slice, Montel, DJ Dink, Uncle Dink was in there. It was a good time, man. And I bought me some shirts. Got a new Prospect shirt.
That's what's up. After that, I went to the grand opening of the Key Boutique in KCK. Bought a little pair of pants. Mm-hmm.
Bought some leggings?
No.
Okay.
Pair of pants. And then I went to Project Rally's garden party in KCK as well. Shouts out to Terrell and his wife and his mom and dad. Chef Weddington was down there talking about healthy foods and giving us some game on how to combat some of the diseases that ail us.
Mm.
So I told him, I said, dang, we need you to come on the show and talk about that. There's a increased conversation about healthy eating with the passing of Nipsey Hussle. A lot of folks are connecting that with Dr. Sabi. So we're going to have him come on the show and spill some game that a lot of folks been knowing for mad years about how to eat.
Yes, absolutely. I would love that. Also, I need to shout out Alicia McDonald and Sarita Kenzine. They came through to the KC store. And shout out to Marla, because yesterday I did the Nipsey Hussle vigil.
Yes, there was about three of them in the town this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, it went real well. People were emotional. So shout out to everybody who came through to that as well.
For sure.
Shout out to our good friends at the NBUF.
That's right. What's up, Tashia?
That's right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622. Today, look for highs in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. Clear 52 right now in Independence. Shade, what's popping?
Jussie Smollett is clapping back at the city of Chicago, who is saying that they need to recover that $130,000 that they spent to investigate him.
Mm.
So apparently his lawyer fired off an angry letter saying that Jussie will not be intimidated, calling the claims that his client faked the attack false and defamatory.
Hell no!
Mm.
His lawyer says that the attack was real and points to the Osandero brothers as the culprits.
Somebody told a lie one day.
He also threw in the fact that the state's attorney dropped all 16 felony charges against his client. So y'all need to figure out what y'all gonna do on y'all own.
You're a liar.
Ooh. All right. Jussie better stop messing with the police before they get him again.
Gabrielle Union defending her man after Paul Pierce made some comments that some people thought was out of pocket. He said that he's a better star. He was more everything than Dwayne Wade.
No, you wasn't, fam. Sorry. Hate to break it to you, but all them years in Boston where, you know, you had those teams with Garnett and Ray Allen, and you still only got one championship. You a scrub out here, Paul Pierce.
Mm. But who doesn't believe they the best, though? I mean, if you ask me,
Dwayne Wade is a three-time NBA champion.
I get it, but nobody's going to say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, that man better than me. Nobody's going to do that.
Dwayne Wade is significantly better than Paul Pierce.
I feel you, but are you going to say...
In every... There's no way you can defend that. There's no way.
But you get what I'm saying? Who's going to say somebody's better than them?
There's a difference between having confidence and stupidity. he's treading the line right now,
I don't care. Ate a chicken radio game, I'm going to say better than me. But I'm sorry. But I'm never going to say that.
But we have actual facts to prove that, though. The fact that you can move around to different markets, the fact that we've been number one here, we have facts. Paul Pierce has no facts, fam.
There's other people that's been number one that done moved around. I don't care who it is.
No. No.
So Slim Jimmy fought a DJ after he turned down his song request.
Okay.
Witnesses say that the rapper from Ray Shrimmer entered the booth and started swinging on the DJ.
He was acting all tough and hardcore real.
Slim Jimmy is the size of a kindergarten.
Okay.
Oh, yes, he is. Don't you dare do that. He must have had some bodyguards around him or something. He had to.
He was mad he didn't play his song. Yeah, you know, people get mad when y'all don't play them requests.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
This
is our party. Alright, number one. This is the etiquette with requested songs. You can come up and request a song. That don't mean I gotta play it though, fam. When I'm at a party. And if I am going to play it, I'ma get to it when I get to it. That's number two. And number three, 9 times out of 10, the song that you're requesting, I'm going to play anyway. You just need to be patient. Let me get into my set and let me do my thing. I'm not finna do it at the drop of a dime for you.
I'ma peel your face off like a grape.
Period. Alright? And that's that on that.
How you gonna fight the DJ though? Over that.
And that's not good because DJs talk. You know, we talk amongst each other. And like, all right, we not playing no more. You know, whoever did that. So right. You better chill out.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
Oh, this Brian B. Shine, and I'm so mad at you, bro. How you not gonna ride with Paul Pierce? He came from KC.
No, he didn't.
Started out at UMKC, and then he went to KU.
First off, Paul Pierce is from, like, L.A. or something, okay? And I didn't go to UMKC. Let's get that straight, number one. Number two, he went to KU. I'm from Missouri. Let's get that straight, too.
Hey, it's a blessing to talk to you, though, bro. I've been listening to you since I was mad.
No, it's a blessing for me to talk to you, but you're making me feel kind of old right now, fam.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 38.
So okay, you're older than Brian.
Yeah, I'm older than Brian. I'm born and raised in the city as soon as he came on. I heard everybody listen to 103. You already know.
My dog. What's your name?
Charles Walker, man.
All right, Charles. You have a good day, bro.
Y'all have a blessed one, too.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Rapex Prom was on Saturday. Shouts out to our girl, CeCe. Her mother texts me and said, unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes did not show up.
Oh.
If you remember, CeCe is the young lady who really loves Pat a lot, Brian, and reached out and got a lot of good television press. People were thinking that he would possibly take her.
Yeah, my man was at the Final Four.
That's what I told the mother. I said, I know he didn't come because I saw him on TV.
Him and Kelsey throwing a couple brews back. A couple brewskis.
Mm. She looked beautiful.
Yep. Stunning.
So happy to say that we know her, for real.
She's a special girl.
So 70% of Americans say that they have a negative view of social media, yet they use it every day.
Yeah, I can see that. People be trying to take breaks, but they can't stay away from it for a week.
That's...
It's a little addicting.
You think you're addicted to social media?
No. I use it more for this, for my job. I do interact more on Twitter. But if it wasn't for my job, I would not have a Facebook, to be honest with you. Instagram is where it's at, though. Mm-hmm.
The unhappiness with social media has nothing to do with age, political beliefs, everybody has a problem with social media.
I how do you solve that though? Seriously, because that's a way that you stay connected to people, and that's like the first source of information that a lot of people go to. Not even, you know, TV. It's social media.
And I think that's the problem. So many people don't even click and read the story. They'll just read the headline and roll with it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many times I see somebody say, well, I didn't read the story, but... And then have an opinion on something.
Yeah, you can't do that. That don't work out too well. Yeah. If you don't know the facts, if you don't know the meat of the story, then you really can't say anything.
People do. Yeah. And all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, folk using social media as their diary.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And a lot of people don't think about how this will look 2 years down the line, how this will look 5 years down the line. And when, once they, you know, say something is out there.
The poll also found that people want the government to do more to regulate the behavior of social media companies.
Like how? Like what are they supposed to do? You have a limit on how many posts?
No, not for the person, the company.
I know.
So they're not sharing their information. They're not providing other companies, because people sell your information.
Yeah.
The whole incident with the whole Russian thing where people were getting fake accounts and information was being spread.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you to shut your social media down.
Oh, I'll shut it down.
For 2 days.
You know I would disappear off social media. I would do it in a quick... Now, you, on the other hand, you be arguing with folks.
Untrue. Mm-hmm. I do not say anything back and forth. You are the one who argues on social media. No, not me.
That's you.
I don't respond.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And when I'm on vacation, I never post anything.
That's because you be in these other countries where they don't have good internet.
You mind your business, young man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Power 106 in L.A. decided to snatch all of Kodak Black's music off the radio after he made some comments that some folks are finding very objectionable.
Lord, look at that baby, though. She's going to be out here single. She's going to be a whole widow while I'd be the best man I could be, fuck. I'd give her a whole year. She might need a whole year to be crying and for dude, though. I ain't trying to shoot at her. No, she could do 2-3 years, but I'd try to be like, if you need a friend to holler or soda bean or you could call my line.
I don't know if you could quite understand what he was saying, but basically he was saying he would like to, I guess, shoot his shot with Lauren London, of course, the girlfriend of Nipsey Hussle, and a lot of folks found that disrespectful.
Including me.
T.I. had some words for that man.
Kodak Black, you out of pocket. Fix that quickly. Expeditiously. Get yourself together.
Tank had a more subtle approach.
That's not it, bro. I promise you, that's not it. You gotta listen to the guy next to you that's saying too soon. And the other guy that's, you know, trying to keep you from saying it, period. You gotta get out of that. You know, there are a lot of factors at play here. You know what I'm saying? Not only just the people that love and respect Nip and Lauren. You do business with us, with Atlantic Records. That's a tough spot to be in, young fella. So I'm going to just let you know right now. Just get out in front of that man. And if you meant no disrespect, if you meant no harm, it's easier to say that than to play the tough guy.
You know, I applaud what Tank and T.I. are doing. Because obviously Kodak has nobody in his corner telling him to be like, bruh, no. He don't have an OG. He don't have a father figure in his life to do that. The only problem I had with T.I. and Tank that they did, it was over the internet. You call him, you pull up on him, and you do that.
Isn't this the way everybody communicates now, though?
Yeah, but that don't make it right. He needs an OG in his life.
I wonder what Kansas City has to think about this situation. Some folks say, It's not that big of a deal. While others are completely and totally offended by this thought. I mean, the reality is Nip is not even in the grave yet. I mean, but this guy is always shooting off anyway out of his mouth. He's actually just been officially charged with raping a young girl, a teenager.
Yeah. He needs a lot of help in more than one way.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. You're clear 53 right now. Northeast High School. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Singer Bridget Kelly is 33 today.
Oh. She's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Okay. Rapper Dej Loaf is 28.
Okay.
I was just talking about wanting to hear one of her records the other day.
You want to hear the most violent record she got?
No, that's the dopest record she got.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got it ready for me?
Nah.
Dang.
Yeah, we ain't have no time.
Pioneer rapper Biz Markie is 55 today.
Come on. Same.
You. You got what I need, but you say he just
oh man, he's a good beatboxer too, with them dolphin teeth. You ain't gonna do Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He not on my paper. Sir Mix-a-Lot on your paper?
Oh my bad, I thought he was.
No. So R. Kelly had a paid nightclub appearance over the weekend in Springfield, Illinois. Only 100 people showed up to the show, and he performed 28 seconds.
What?
28 seconds. Then he walked around and took pictures with all 100 people that showed up.
That's cool, but that just speaks to what it is with him right now, though.
People ain't rocking with him no more.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. Whew, I tell you the truth.
What?
So Nipsey Hussle's memorial is set to be held Thursday morning at the Staples Center. It's a 21,000 seat arena. Mm-hmm. At first, people were saying that there was going to be tickets that had to be purchased to pay for the security and other things to hold it there, because there are costs associated with it. But a friend of the family, Karen Civil, she said that that's not true. She tweeted, "I want to officially let Nipsey Hussle fans and supporters know that there will be no selling of tickets to his funeral. A lot of incorrect information was released today." She added that an official statement from the family will be released in the coming days.
Shay, I haven't seen a celebrity get memorialized like this in such a long time. This is way bigger than what I thought it would be. It is. His impact is going to be bigger than life.
On Friday afternoon, LA gangs from Watts, Compton, LA, Inglewood met up in Crenshaw to march in solidarity to show their support for Nipsey Hussle.
As well
put
as
forth the ceasefire.
As well as the Nation of Islam, too.
Yeah, they came through to the march as well.
And a couple of folks from the town went out to LA, posted some pictures, and the entire parking lot of his store is just filled with candles and pictures and balloons and all that type of stuff. He's really left an impact, Shay.
Most definitely. I would submit that let's try to support people in life as well. You know what I mean?
Give them the let's flowers. Give people their flowers. Smell them.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at people in our lives and build them up and support people. He was doing something great in the community. Can you imagine if the parking lot looked like that before he passed away? What he could have done with all the resources from people spending their money at the Marathon store?
Right.
What all he could have really done with that?
Yeah.
If people had really spent as much money as they're doing now on his music while he was alive?
And they showed a picture of inside the Marathon store filled with nothing but shirt orders. Nothing but shirt orders. So yeah, RIP Nip.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
After T.I., Tank, and the Game took to social media to address Kodak Black's shooting his shot at Lauren London, he released a half-hearted apology in the opinion of some folks.
Rest in peace to the rule. If I disrespected Lauren London in any way, even though I know I didn't, my bad. My bad.
Rest in peace to dude, the same man who helped you promote your album on his socials, the same man who showed everybody love in his culture. Rest in peace to dude. Come on, dog.
It's just unfortunate that it seems as though there's a disconnect between what is appropriate, what is respectful. What is the thing to do? I understand that as a culture, we're allowing more things so people can do whatever they want to do, say what they want to say. But is there a standard of decorum that everybody should agree on?
You hit it, Shay. There is a disconnect because he probably thought, oh, I'm keeping it real. Oh, I'm being myself. This is cool. It ain't cool, fam. He needs somebody to come in, step in, be like, hey, don't say that, dog. Even though you thinking it or whatever, you don't have to say everything that you think. That's number one. Number two, I come from the model of it takes a village. That's what I'm thinking of in this aspect. Instead of just getting rid of somebody and canceling them in our own community, let's try to help them out. If he's mature enough to accept it, though. Because everybody don't want to accept that.
Shoot, I remember being young. I didn't... said stuff.
Oh, I've said dumb things myself. Everyone has, Shay.
What do you think about this situation?
First and foremost, man, this Kodak Black situation must be serious because I got a brother who's mentally ill and he has found time to argue about this on Facebook, bro.
Wow.
What y'all just played on the radio didn't sound bad to me. I didn't hear him sounding like, oh, I'm about to shoot my shot. It sounded like he said, I ain't about to shoot my shot. She just need a shoulder to lean on, a cry on, holler. And furthermore, I don't know what dude be doing in the day, man. Like, he's not next to me, around me, or none of that. So it really don't concern me or therefore anybody else, bro. Like, if you not on the radio talking about it, you really got you late on your rent, your car due, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, you got other stuff to worry about in your life, man. Like, I try to tell my baby brother, man, let Kodak Black be. You know what I'm saying? Let him be, bro. Like you said, he ain't got no figure, no OGs in his life, man. Look.
But don't you think that's a problem with a lot of our youth, a lot of our young men, is that they pop off at the mouth and then...
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I done been in a couple liquor stores about to tear a couple youngsters up, man. But I'm telling you, I see it ain't they fault. You feel me? And then if you see they got a problem, you just got to steer clear of them, man. Like, you can't help them no more. Ain't no youngsters listening to us, man. And the ones that's out there listening to us, man, if y'all want to do right, do right. But other than that, Kodak Black, let him be.
What's your name?
Corey Griffin, man.
All right, thanks for calling up.
Right. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At least three vigils commemorating the life and music of Nipsey Hussle in the town over the weekend. One Friday, at least two on Sunday. I think you DJed at one of them.
Yes, I did on 74th and Prospect.
A lot of folks are feeling some type of way about comments that rapper Kodak Black made. It appeared as though he was trying to shoot a shot at Nipsey's girlfriend, Lauren London.
Lauren London, that baby, though. She finna be a single. She finna be a whole widow out here. I'd be the best man I could be, fuck. I'd give her a whole year. She might need a whole year to be crying. And yeah, for sure. But dude, look, I ain't trying to shoot at her. No, she could do it for years, but I'd try to be like, if you need a friend to holler her, so to me, no, you could call my line.
Just too soon for that, Shay.
T.I., Tank, Game, all took to their socials, saying that wasn't a good idea, young man. You need to fix it. So after that, he released some folks thought it was a half-hearted apology, Brian.
Rest in peace to the rule. If I disrespected Lauren London in any way, even though I know I didn't, my bad. My bad.
it was a half-hearted apology, I agree. But I don't think he's ever been in a position to apologize for something as serious as this. That's why I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and try to offer some type of help to him.
He said many things in the past.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's never understood what that was when he talked about dark-skinned women. And it was a whole issue with that. Nobody said nothing about that. They allowed him to continue to live. When he's been accused of raping a teenage girl, he's continued to live. So what makes us think he's going to understand that now? This is not the first time he's come out his face with stuff.
No, it's not.
And there are a lot of people who are upset about this because they feel as though, you know, while these men, T.I. and Tank and everybody is stepping up now, why didn't they step up before when he's been out of pocket? We could have stopped it from happening now if somebody had pulled his coat back then.
That's a good point. And my reply to that is, you can't change the past now. It is like I don't know what made them step out now. I guess because of their relationship.
Their relationship with Nipsey. That's it.
And I don't know what didn't make them step out in the past with the allegations and all of that type of stuff. But at what point do we step up? Somebody has to step in and try to help this young man before it's too late. Before we have another situation similar to Nipsey.
What do you think about this?
I just want to say that Kodak Black should have been canceled for the culture much longer than before he made these comments about Lauren London. Like, it was very disrespectful, but he has a track record of being a very, very disrespectful person, especially to Black women.
That's right.
He is so rude and disrespectful to us. He's been canceled on my radio. Like, I can't. No.
He's ignorant. He's ignorant.
He is. And you can say that he needs guidance, but you have to kind of want guidance, too. He's very openly said he don't care what nobody older than him has to say. He doesn't like, he's born in the 90s, so he don't care, and he's disrespectful to everybody. So if you're not going to accept the guidance, I feel like he's a lost cause. Like, I hate to say it, but until he makes up his mind to get better.
I understand that, but a lot of times, there are a lot of young men and women who are just abandoned, who have zero guidance. I think clearly that's what Kodak is on, and I just think that somebody can come into his life and make a change. A lot of times we gave up on rappers like Gucci Mane. A lot of times we gave up on him, and he came back bigger and stronger than ever because he had guidance and he had a wife.
But life had to happen to him for Gucci to understand. And sometimes you got
to
get...
Life almost happened to Kodak Black, but it didn't happen good enough for him to learn his lesson.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Megan.
Megan, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Jones Sisters from KCK, Jones Barbecue. On this season of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Gotta see if we can get them on the show, Brian.
I wanna go over there.
Drop off some barbecue.
Well, I saw a couple pictures of their ribs. Delicioso. Who we be in?
You know, we were in the finals of having you on that show.
I didn't know you was gonna tell everybody.
Yeah, so... I hear that they were doing the castings. I said, I'm gonna put my friend. I put my friend in, and I put another friend in.
Uh-huh.
Joey Cuts. I put Joey Cuts and you in the running. And the lady, the producer, called me and asked me about both of y'all. I did a whole 2-hour interview about both of y'all. Then they had us to record some stuff at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did another interview. So I thought,
I did one too.
I know. I thought you was going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then they stopped answering our emails.
They sure did. Didn't they? With the quickness. It's all good though.
That would have been so dope had you been on this season. That would have been so crazy. But I don't think your storyline was heartbreaking enough. You gotta have some tears in there, you know. So we tried to go down the, you know, he's lost a bunch of weight route. But I don't know if...
Yeah, that didn't convince him. It was like, nah, we good.
Your pictures online don't reflect like you hurting over being chunky but funky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But thank God they got the Jones Sisters on there. So.
For real though. Yeah. We've been talking about an insensitive comment that Kodak Black made about Lauren London. Of course, she's the girlfriend of past Nipsey Hussle. A lot of folks are having an emotional response to that. Had a lot of folks who say, you know, it is not a big deal, and others who think it is. As a matter of fact, Power 106 in LA has decided to pull all of Kodak Black's music. What do you think about that, B?
I think it's an emotional decision right now, especially with Power 106 being LA's big hip-hop and R&B station. I think, I think that Los Angeles will be in support of that, the city as a whole. So I think they're just following suit with what their audience wants.
Okay, let's go to line three. You got the final say.
I just want to say we have got to stop throwing our youth away. I do not believe that we should just throw anybody away. Yes, what Kodak Black said was ignorant. What he said was disrespectful. But the village is failing this generation, and we have to step up and help them to get it back under control. And until we do that, things like this are going to continue. But we have to step it up, and we have to help guide them. We have to help teach them. I mean, we may have to talk until we're blue in the face, but we cannot give up. And there's just too much of that going on.
I agree, because Kodak Black, he's not the only one of his kind. He's not the only one that's doing this. There's a lot of youth that are just popping off at the mouth and saying whatever with no discernment of what's disrespectful and what's okay.
Absolutely. And just to say we need to just discard them, no, because of the fact that that is part of the problem. And we need to be part of the solution and not be part of the problem.
All right. Who's this?
Lolita.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
You're welcome.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're sunny at 55 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Reebok is denying reports that Beyonce walked out of a meeting due to lack of diversity in the room.
Huh. Okay.
ESPN reported during a segment on Rachel Knight. Is it Nichols? You know who that is?
Yeah, it's Rachel Nichols. Yep.
Okay. That Beyonce had a meeting with the brand to talk about a possible deal for her clothing line, Ivy Park.
Mm.
Saw that the room was looking the same.
It's about having an imprint on the company, impact in terms of diversity. I had heard a great story about how, you know, throughout this process over the last year or two, she had discussed with Under Armour, with Reebok as well. Jordan at one point was interested in maybe partnering with her. And she had a meeting at Reebok, and they had a whole presentation of everything, potential products, how this could all look. And she kind of took a step back and said, is this the team that would be working on my product? And somebody said yes. And she said, nobody in this room reflects my background, my skin color, and where I'm from and what I want to do. And so she kind of took a step back and left, and then it did not come to term.
Man, see, that's the kind of power I aspire to have.
Well, they said that didn't happen. That's what Reebok said. They said the report that Beyonce walked out of a meeting with Reebok due to lack of diversity is categorically false. Mm. Our discussions with Beyonce and her team continued for several months after our initial meeting. We are disappointed that false information is being reported as fact. So she's going on with Adidas now, and Adidas. Walking down 25th Street.
Come on, show your age. There you go. Let's go. What? I know that song too, though. So
I have you know I was a shorty. Shorty.
I wasn't rocking no fat laces, but you know, I still know it though.
You just played me. I like that, dog. You did it, real good.
You play me every day.
You
Stop
did real
it.
Good. Somebody said at the garden party, it was like, the dude came up to me and was like, are you going to leave Brian alone? I said, no. And they bust out laughing. Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's all good.
I said, all the fellas be trying to tell me to ease up on you, but all the ladies be like, get him, girl.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
Anyway. Slim Jimmy fought a DJ at the University of North Florida on Saturday after the DJ turned down his song request.
Yeah, okay. Slim Jimmy is the size of a first grader soaking wet. I will get my nephew Marcel to beat him up. You better chill out, fam, before you get thrown out like Jazz on Fresh Prince of the Bel Air.
For those who don't know, Slim Jimmy is from the group Ray Shrimmer.
Yeah, both of them little.
And after the altercation, it says Slim took a 15-minute break and later returned with the same DJ.
Pretty sure he apologized, too.
It probably didn't hurt though. If you say he's little, the little hits didn't hurt, I guess.
It didn't hurt. It's hitting like mosquitoes. Don't worry about no Slim Jimmy. He lives up to his name, Slim Jimmy.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.